Prologue 2. Freya. I'm in a good place right now. Not emotionally. I'm just at a liquor store. T-shirt.
Freya, my brother Corey said,
you need to quit. If you don't like it there, leave. There is no other recourse here. They're giving you a hard time and underestimating your value. You're young, have nothing tying you down, and you're mad. That's not a healthy environment for you, so leave. I looked down at my fingers, knowing he was right. I sighed, rubbing my face with both hands. I love you, Corey. Thank you for listening to me whine, I mumbled softly, staring at my brother on my phone. We were FaceTiming. I could see his face as I was talking to him, so I knew he could see mine as well. And I was not a very happy camper right now. We talked to each other often. In fact, I would count Corey as my very best friend, the one I told everything to. It had been him and me since we were young, and now that we were adults, we leaned on each other even more.
Do you want to meet for breakfast at 9 tomorrow? He asked.
I nodded. Sure, I said. I'm off tomorrow and Thursday.
Okay,
he nodded.
Meet you at our regular place, then. I've got to get to work.
A man's voice shouted, and Corey looked over his shoulder.
Gotta go to work. I love you, sis, he called.
And then he was gone. And I was left staring at the blank screen where he used to be. Man, I was depressed. Maybe I should go to the doctor. Work sucked, sure, but nothing else was really wrong enough to warrant this kind of reaction out of me. I bit my lip and worried my fingers, as I thought, then decided to wait until tomorrow after breakfast to do anything else. Tomorrow would be soon enough. 2 hours later. Corey. Can't do breakfast tomorrow. A friend needs me to take his sister to Dallas for a doctor's appointment. I was bummed, yes, but I understood, which was why my next message to him was what it was. Freya. Be careful. Text me when you get there so I know you're safe. I never thought that I wouldn't be hearing from him ever again. In fact, it had never once crossed my mind that I wouldn't. The next day. I opened the door to my home and smiled at the officer that was on my doorstep.
Hi, Luke, I chirped to him. What's going on?
Luke didn't smile. In fact, he didn't even grin. My smile faded off my face and dread filled my heart.
What? I whispered. What is it?
He put his hand on my shoulder. Then he opened his mouth. Words slipped out, but I couldn't get past the three soul-wrenching words he said.
Your brother's dead, Luke informed me.